How to stay sober in a party culture. What is the most difficult element of getting sober? Back to where I came from. Going back to a world full of previous stress and triggers after leaving the treatment center. It feels like waking up, but then you notice something that makes you angry. The rest of the world is still asleep. There's booze in everything you see, from advertisements to movies to Instagram stories to business happy hours. For someone in recovery, this party culture can feel like going through a minefield. At Essence Recovery Center, we realize that real recovery isn't about shutting yourself off from the world. It's about learning how to live in it without losing yourself. This is how to get around in a world that loves to drink without giving up the sobriety you fought so hard to create. 1. Change your mindset from FOMO to JOMO. Fear of missing out, FOMO, is the worst thing that can happen to you early in recovery. You might be worried that you're the boring one or that you're losing touch with your friends. We need to change the story. Try to accept the joy of missing out, JOMO. What do you really miss? You don't have to deal with hangovers, regret, an empty bank account, or the stress of not knowing what you said the night before. You're not losing a party. You're getting your mornings back. When you see sobriety as a strength instead of a weakness, saying no becomes a way to respect yourself instead of a way to feel bad. 2. Useful strategies. The bookend and the prop. You don't have to rely on willpower alone. You need a plan. Essence clients found these two real tools useful. The drink prop. Most people don't care what you're drinking. They only notice that your hands are empty. People will always offer you a drink if you don't have one. Always have a craft soda, soda water with lime, or mocktail in your hand. It protects you from offers and keeps you in the ritual without putting you in danger. The bookend, at the beginning and end of the event, never get into a dangerous scenario alone. Before you go in, call a friend or your sponsor who will help you set your goals. Then promise to phone them right after you leave to talk about what happened. You are responsible because you know you have to check in. 3. Have a way out, the Irish goodbye. When you're recovering, your safety should come before being courteous. If the mood changes, people get too drunk, or you start to need anything, you need to leave right away. Always have a ride share app available or drive your own car. You shouldn't depend on a friend who might want to remain late. And don't forget that you don't have to say goodbye to everyone. If you think you might lose your sobriety, it's fine to do a Irish goodbye. Leave without anyone noticing. When you SMS your true buddies later, they'll understand. 4. Changing the meaning of fun and friendship. When you go to parties, you can often tell who your real pals are. There is a distinction between drinking buddies, who are people you only get along with while you're drunk, and real friends, who are people who care about you. If the only way your friends know how to connect is when they're drunk, it might be time to meet new people. Essence Recovery Center puts a lot of focus on creating a community that helps you improve. You can still go to parties, but your idea of fun will change with time. Hiking, playing games, going out for coffee, and having profound talks often take the place of foggy memories of the pub scene, and they are usually considerably more satisfying. You don't have to deal with this social pressure by yourself. Our holistic approach at Essence Recovery Center focuses on teaching you these essential coping skills during your program, ensuring you are prepared for real-life triggers. We support your transition by providing referrals to trusted sober living residences and outpatient programs.